And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Halftime, Harbor Beach 39, USA 28. Let's go individual scoring first for USA. Jake Beachy has 4 points, Dan Rick with 13, and Brendan Ballard with 11. That's all they wrote for USA. As far as their average goes, they are above their average, in fact. They average 52 points a game. So far, they're on track for 56. Unfortunately, they average 45.6 points on defense, and so far, the Pirates have scored 39. Colin Cook with 6 points for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther leads all scorers with 16. Eli Kraft with 6, Jonathan Kraft with 3, and Andrew Seaman with 8 points. As far as the team, Harbor Beach has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes on the night for 21 of their 39 points. Harbor Beach has shot the only free throws for both teams, and that included 3 free throws. Aaron Ginther hit 2 of them for 66.6%. As far as stats go, pretty self-explanatory. USA, 3 scores in the books, Harbor Beach with 5. John Mooney?
When USA stepped off the bus, they were ready. They came to play. In the first quarter, 53%. They were shooting the lights out of the ball. Oh, wait a second. Harbor Beach shooting 72%. And that's the way this game is gone. Now, you know, they both teams have settled into the, you know, their rhythm in the second quarter. Both were shooting, in fact, 38%. But, you know, for the entire half, the Harbor Beach Pirates, 15 for 29, 51%. And just a shade behind, you have the USA Patriots, 12 for 26, 46%. 11-point game. I'll tell you what, it seems like it's a lot closer.
Yes, it does, especially in those last 3 minutes of the first half there. USA really had it going. Dan Rick was shooting from the outside. Ballard, when he's hitting from the inside, heck, he can hit a 3 to start of this game. He doesn't seem to be having trouble. Since they're taking so much time on their offensive breaks here that they're getting Ballard to catch his breath, put him to work, and put him at the top of the key on the way down so he doesn't need to run as far.
It's been fun to watch basically his development. First time we covered him, he was a complete post player. Yeah, that's where he camped out, and he had that nice little bank shot perfect right down there. Then all of a sudden now he becomes a three-point scorer. I think we saw that all up in Lakers that he dropped one.
Actually, he dropped one there as well. And we are 2 minutes away from starting the second half. It's time for one more break. When we return, we will have second half action for you. Like we said, both teams shooting very well from the field in this first half. Harbor Beach, 39, USA 28, halfway through.
What's your goal? Independent Bank can help you reach your goals with a full range of financial services, including personal and business banking, mortgage lending, investments, and title services. Independent Bank has received the highest customer satisfaction with retail banking in the North Central region from the J.D. Power & Associates 2012 Retail Banking Satisfaction Study. Your local Independent Bank offices in Sebring and Unionville are proud to support tonight's game. Independent Bank, serving our Michigan community since 1864. Visit them online at independentbank.com. Member FDIC. Normal credit standards and restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Hi folks, Todd Bowers here from More Motor Sales in Caro. We have the lowest prices of any Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb area. Our award-winning service department specializes in Cummins and Power Stroke diesel engines. Our body shop quality of work is second to none, always with a loaner car at no charge. So if it's a new diesel, work on your current diesel, or body work on any model, just think of your friends at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
USA gets them all to start the second half. They trail by 11 points to the home team, the Pirates. 39-28, Jake Beachy into the right corner, being guarded by Brandon Oswald. Top of the key, Dan Rick coming out with a lot of energy here. And now swinging the ball quite quickly. Grant Harris back out for Jake Beachy in the left wing, being guarded by Oswald. Into the lane, take for the jump shot at the free throw line. No rebound, Ballard up, put back, and it's good, and a foul. Exactly what USA drew up probably in the locker room at halftime. Ballard with the shot and the foul. So an old-fashioned three-point play could be in the works here as the foul goes against Brandon Oswald, his first for the Pirates, and the team's first of the half. Even the gym goes silent for USA here. Not much out of the ocean apparently. Or's a little groggy, still sleepy from an off night here. Both teams didn't have school. President's Day, 7.5 minutes left in the third. With the free throw good, it's 39-31, 8-point lead for the Pirates only now. Eli Kraft goes to the lane with the floater. This one rims all the way around and no good. Rebound, here comes Rick for USA. Or DeSimpler on the left wing. Back to Rick. Feeds it into Ballard, trying to go a little too far and stolen by Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft in the left corner already. Skip pass into Aaron Ginter on the far side, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled on the jump shot from the right block. So Ginter will be going to the line for two. That will be USA's first foul of the second half. Fouls at number 10, Jake Beachy, his first. At the line, shooting two, that would be Aaron Ginter. First one, no good. Ginter has 16 points on the night. He's now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. He's taking the only free throws for Harbor Beach, with the exception of Brandon Ballard's one in the hole of both teams. Second one's good and pushes the lead to 9 for the Pirates. USA coming out with a lot of energy and almost took out a lot of momentum here in that first possession in the second half. 6:48 left in the third, 40-31. Harbor Beach leads by 9. Patriots fighting back, though. Beachy in the paint, kicks it out to the corner, to the right elbow, to Rick. Ballard for 3, top of the key. This one, yeah. Brendan Ballard hits his second 3 of the night. Now has 6 points in his third session alone for 17 points overall. Brings USA within 6 points, 40-34. 6:19 left in the third. Aaron Ginter inside the paint for the jump shot. Bounces 3 times, and Ballard brings in the rebound. Here comes Jake Beachy trying to push the ball over to Grant Harris. And we have a foul. 2 shots. Harris hit on the way up by Aaron Ginter. Tried to go for the block. Instead, grabbed the rim for some strange reason. Foul is on Ginter, his second, team's second. At the line, shooting 2 is number 15, Grant Harris. And it's good. Grant Harris with his first points of the night. Substitution for Harbor Beach, number 4. Colin Cook replaces Brennan Oswald. Colin Cook about 5'10". Oswald 6'1". Second free throw for number 15, Grant Harris, on its way. And this one's good.
Coaches typically hate to use timeouts, Clark. But I've got a feeling that Coach Rubel is really tempted. This 3 minutes of the second half, and that's a very important part of the game. It has not gone his way whatsoever for Coach Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates.
And Harbor Beach only has a 4-point lead. USA putting back in strong numbers here. It's Seaman against Ballard at the top of the key, over John Kraft, Eli Kraft at the top, over to Aaron Ginter on the right wing. Seaman now outside the arc, dribbling. Nearly had a stolen by DeSimpler. 5:30 left. Over a skip pass to Eli Kraft in the left corner. Defense adjusts. Feeds into Seaman for the jump shot from the left block. Bounces near in and out. And now we have a whistle on the rebound. Jake Beachy had the ball. And the foul is on number 4, Colin Cook for Harbor Beach.
That's a frustration foul.
And there's the timeout, like we said, for Harbor Beach. It's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. Harbor Beach 40, USA on the comeback with 36.
Hi. I'm Clark Ramsey of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Typically, I talk about some